In this image, we're going to see an example of negative feedback, and the system is going to be called thermoregulation. So this is the system that the body uses to regulate its temperature. In this first example, we're going to look at what happens when the body's temperature increases. So at first, the body is in a state of homeostasis. Its body temperature is in a normal range between 35.6 and 37.8 degrees Celsius. But all of a sudden, the body's temperature increases. The body temperature can increase due to exercise or due to an increase in the temperature outside. So the sun breaks out from behind a cloud, or you step outside from a cooler environment into a warmer environment. So receptors called thermoreceptors on your skin will receive a message that the body's temperature has increased. These receptors will then send a message to an area of the brain called the hypothalamus, which regulates our body's temperature. So these thermoreceptors will send a signal that says the body's temperature has increased, we need to bring it back down so we can re-achieve a state of homeostasis. The hypothalamus will then receive this signal and process it, and its job is to determine what the next step for the body is to do at this point. The hypothalamus will then send a signal to its effectors, and these are going to be components of the body that can act to reduce the body's temperature. So in this case, it's blood vessels on the skin and sweat glands that are also located close to the surface of the skin. So the hypothalamus will send the signal to these effectors saying, hey, our body's temperature is too high, we need to release some heat. So the effectors receive this signal, and blood vessels close to the skin will dilate, and this will allow more blood to flow and will allow heat to dissipate through the skin and outside of the body. At the same time, the sweat glands will be activated, and these will secrete sweat or perspiration, which is then vaporized by the body heat, which will cause the body's temperature to cool. After a period of time, the body's temperature will be lowered enough that the body is once again in a state of homeostasis. And again, receptors within our body will receive this signal that we're back to a normal temperature and will send the signal back to the hypothalamus and tell it, you can stop sending the signal to the effectors to decrease the body temperature because they have re-achieved a state of homeostasis. And this is an example of a negative feedback loop. So again, a negative feedback loop receives a stimulus and it then acts to reduce the effect of that stimulus. So in this case, the stimulus was the body's temperature has increased, so the negative feedback loop acts to decrease that body temperature increase.